And every time she'd do anything, she couldn't walk, it'd get sore, it'd swell up, and everything else. So I started praying over it. I'd pray over that leg. I'd lay hands on that knee, and I'd pray over it and ask the Lord to heal it, and it'd get good for a week or two, and then it'd do it again. Well, I'd come right back, and I'd attack it again. I said, that demon of hell in there that's messing it up, I said, I'm going to kick him out. Last thing I ever do, I'm going to kick him out. And I'd pray over it again. It'd get good for a week or two or three, and then it'd be back. I did this over and over and over for about 8 months without fail. Every time the knee swelled up, I'd grab that knee, command that devil to leave, and ask the Lord to fill that knee with the Holy Ghost and power and to heal it and make it perfectly normal. Well, after about 8 months, that was it. The devil left, and she ain't never had no more trouble with that knee at all. Now, she'd had a problem with it for years. Now, see, what we do as Christians, we pray, and it gets better, and then it gets worse, and you think, well, God didn't hear my prayer. He's not going to do nothing good for me. No, he loves you. You're fighting a battle. You know, you're being put to the test to find out where your persistence is. And are you going to stand on the word? Are you going to stay in there? Are you going to let the devil beat up on you? Well, hey, the devil wants to win. You know, he's been given the job to try to defeat you. That's his job. He's been given that job to defeat you. But God has given us, as his children, power over all of these things. And if we stand in faith and keep on asking, we're going to overcome it. Just like that great testimony, whenever that lady said with Phil, when the blood starts gushing like a river out of your wife, when the midwife says, Phil, it's time to pray. Well, let me tell you, it's time to pray before that happens. You know, because you got to realize you're going to be put to the test in some way, just like Phil and Crystal was put to the test in the delivery of their child. Everything you and me do in life, you're going to have these trials and tests. So just realize God has given you and me the ability and the power to overcome every one of these trials and tests. We can come out on the other side the winner, but you got to do it with no grumbling and complaining. If you fall into grumbling and complaining, you're going to stay around that mountain a long time. The children of Israel grumbled and complained. That's all they done. They got out there in the wilderness. God said, I will test you or prove you in the wilderness. And they got out there and they said, it'd been better if we'd have died out here in the wilderness. There ain't nothing out here. God says, okay, go out there and walk around that mountain. And so they said, we need water. Finally, God brings them water. Then they said, good grief, this manna that's falling from heaven, we're fed up with this stuff. We want some meat. So they grumbled and complained. We want meat. God finally told Moses, okay, Moses, I hear what the people's saying. I'm going to send meat tomorrow to feed all of them. And Moses said, God, if you were to kill every fish in the sea, you couldn't feed this multitude by tomorrow with meat. Now, see, Moses was just like you and me, Benjamin. We forget he's God, isn't it? We forget that with him, nothing's impossible. We look at everything the way we see things. No, but God's beyond us. And he said, I'm not going to just feed them with meat for a day. I'm not going to feed them with meat for a week, but I'm going to feed them meat for a month. And Moses, God, nobody can do this. He said, Moses, is my arm getting shorter? That's us, huh? We think God's arm's getting short. But let me tell you, Benjamin, it ain't short. He can reach way out there, can't he? Well, the next morning, millions of quail flew in, millions. And they was catching them. They were flying in 3 feet off the ground. They were reaching up, grabbing hands full of big old white meated quail. I can just imagine how big and fat and luscious those things were since God was sending them. They killed those things. They began to defeather those things. They cooked those things. And they started eating those things. And God was so mad at them because they're grumbling and complaining. It said they had meat to eat, but many of them died while eating them because of their grumbling and complaining. Hey, it didn't do them no good to get that meat if they died with them in their teeth, did it? Do you think God likes grumbling and complaining? I don't think so. Those people didn't pass their test. Don't you go there. You keep on asking, and you will get what you have asked for. Just like Cheryl's knee. I mean, we've forgotten that now. You know, but the first 8 months, that was a battle me and her had to fight. It was a constant battle. But every time it comes, I know I'm a son of God. I know I got the name of Jesus. I know that all the king's answers are yes and amen. So what am I going to do? Pray for my wife's knee one time and then forget it? No, not on your life. I'm going to pray for that knee as many times as it takes until I kick that devil out, till I win the victory, and that she's got a perfect knee that don't give her no trouble. Not with the promises of God and the God I serve. I know He's putting me to the test. I know these trials and tests are for me and Cheryl. And I know you're going to have them. But when you win that victory, He's proved to you that His Word works every time. And so you don't never take no for an answer. He said, you keep on asking, believing until you get it. And He said, you will get it. He said, keep on knocking and you will find. Don't just walk up and knock on the door one time. I mean, I walked up to a man's house here a while back and I knock, 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 knock. Nobody answered. His car's there. Got to be there. Knock, 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 knock. Walked around the back door. Bam, bam, bam. He come to the door. Is around the back. He's, you know, he didn't. Hey, keep on knocking. You know, well, God's there. He's never out to lunch. Sometimes you go to a house and knock on the front door, the back door, the windows and everything else, and they may not be in there. But with God, He's always in there. So you keep on knocking until He opens that door and you get your answer. He tells you, keep on knocking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened. You don't never give up with God. You don't never give up. And a lot of people, especially people that come down with serious sickness and disease today, since we have been taught that God don't heal today. We've been taught in church that God does not do miracles and does not heal today. And so you can't have any faith when you live in a place like that. You can't have faith when you don't know the promises of God. You can't have faith to believe something that you don't even know is yours. So because you've not taken the time to get into this book and study it and believe it is really for you, then the devil defeats you. And many people today that go to hospitals that are sick and afflicted, if they would just believe God, they could get their miracle. They could get their healing. If you're not willing to take no for an answer, you know God's going to put you to the test. He put Juanita to the test just over a little thing like an electric bill. But she stood her ground, and she got her miracle. See? But it wasn't just the one simple little thing, was it, Juanita? It took staying in there, staying with it day after day. And so, you know, that's one of the tests. For everyone who asks receives. Who? Hey, that's me and you, right, Benjamin? We're an anyone or an everyone, aren't we? Yes. Everyone that asks receives. So see, get these promises in your spirit. God has promised this to me. I'm His son. So He says, for anyone, everyone who seeks finds. Start reading the scripture like this. Instead of saying everyone who seeks finds, put right there, Thurman seeks and he finds. Or put Benjamin seeks and Benjamin finds. Put Deborah seeks and Deborah finds. Put your name there. Personalize the Word of God to you. You know? But I can assure you, since I've learned these principles, God is putting you and me to the test every day to find out what we're made out of. I mean, you go back into Scripture, and from day one, He's been at this same game. He's never changed. He's put people to the test and tried them. From the very first couple, He put the very first couple in the Garden of Eden and put a luscious garden around them and said, you can eat of all the fruit in the garden but the one in the middle. You can't eat of that one. He put them to the test. See, He started out in the beginning putting people to the test. And when you go through the Scriptures, you'll find God has done that with every generation of people over and over and over. He's never changed. His ways have been the same forever. And so if He put them to the test, what do you think He's going to do to you and me? He's going to put us to the test. So get used to it. You know, that's why He says, consider these various trials and tests pure joy. You know, whenever a test comes, like Juanita's electric bill, as soon as she started getting that deal, instead of grumbling and complaining, she said, praise God, this is another test. Lord, we're going to see you do a miracle here. That should have been the attitude she went at this with right from the very beginning. Thank you, Jesus, for another test. I praise you, Lord. And he said, wow. You know, if she'd have just jumped up like that and started praising him and thanking him and said, Lord, I praise you and thank you, I'm going to get to go through another test, probably the second or third day, then a call said, we'll just cancel this, forget it. The Lord says, she passed my test. She considered it very true joy. Isn't that what he says to do? Consider all these trials and tests pure joy. Now, how many of us can do what the king says? Whenever a trial and test comes to your house, how many of you grumble and complain instead of saying, Lord, I consider this pure joy to go through this test? That's not our normal makeup, is it? No, that's not our normal makeup. But when we start praising him and thanking him, Lord, I thank you and praise you for this test. I thank you, Lord, that I know that you're in this with me. I know that I'm going to be the winner because you've given me your promises, and because of these promises, I'm going to be the overcomer in your name. That devil that's trying to do this, he don't have a chance. He can't possibly win this. He ain't going to keep me down. I'm going to win this because you're in here with me. But you're putting me to the test. So, Lord, this effective prayer, this is going to work. It says, everyone who seeks, everyone who knocks, he says, your parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? How many of you ever had one of your children ask you for a biscuit and you handed them a rock? You ever do that to one of your kids? No, of course not. Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Now, probably some little brothers would do that to their sisters, okay. You know, I mean, Cheryl says her brother used to take those little green snakes and catch her and, you know, scare her with them and try to put them down the back of her dress and everything else, you know, or take a big old June bug, you know, them things got all them little crawly fingers on them, you know. He'd run and grab with those things, pull her shirt out the back, throw him down and then swat her on the back, you know, just mash them, you know. Doesn't that sound just like a brother? Oh, my goodness, especially to his sister. That's just the way life is, you know. And then, of course, then when sister gets mad and starts hollering at him, he hollers, Mama, Cheryl's being mean to me.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.